This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The hippocampus is a region of the brain that plays an important role in memory and dealing with stress. And depression has long been associated with that part of the brain shrinking. Now a new study has revealed some interesting findings about how kids being involved in team sports like Little League can impact the development of the adolescent brain, and specifically the hippocampus. And the good news is that playing a team sport could help alleviate depression among kids as young as 9 years old. Joining us this morning is one of the authors of that study, Jim Hudjack, the chief of child psychiatry at UVM's Medical School. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's nice to be here.
First of all, how did you conduct this study?
Well, this is a very large study, and I feel blessed to be part of it. It's called the ABCD study, or Adolescent Brain and Cognitive Development Study. It's done around 20 sites across the United States. Over 11,000 children have undergone neuroimaging and a wide variety of behavioral questionnaires with their moms and dads. And the idea is to watch kids from age 10 to age 20 develop a developmental roadmap of brain development with respect to things like substance use and abuse, cognitive problems, and emotional behavioral problems.
And full disclosure here, I must mention that my own daughter is involved in this ABCD study, and I've been amazed that she can actually stay still long enough in one of these machines to have them scan the brain, but it's going to be fascinating to see.
I've joked that I think we neuroimaged every 9- and 10-year-old in the state of Vermont. So.
Well, what did you find as far as how a child's involvement in sports could impact their brain's development?
Well, it's an interesting idea. In our culture, for years, we've trained with the idea of building our bodies, particularly our kids, weightlifting, exercising, etc. This study and many others around the world have talked about the idea of lifting weights for your brain. How does music affect your brain, meditation, diet, being in a careful, caring family environment, and sports? And there's been a large literature of the impact of exercise on brain development. And so Deanna Bark, who's chief on this one, and Susan Tappert and Deanna's student, we said, let's see what exercise does for your brain, not necessarily for your body. And not surprisingly, boys and girls, the more time you spend in sport, the more time you spend on teams, the bigger your hippocampi get. What was surprising about this was also the benefits of the sports teams on little boys' emotional behavioral health. So it helped boys more than little girls. So both boys and girls' hippocampi got better, but boys' depression scores were lower if they were sports teams than not. Even more interesting was that finding only held up for team sports, not individual sports. These kids are 10, and so a 10-year-old being on an individual sport defined as having a private coach and doing private things, that's a little bit more unusual than maybe a 12, 14, or 16-year-old. And it may well be that individual sports will have the same benefit on emotional behavioral health later in adolescence than it does at age 10. They did have the benefits on hippocampal growth, individual sports as well. And similarly, the boy-girl difference might be different at 12, 14, 16, or 18. This is what it looks like in a 10-year-old. Looks like a good thing.
Jim, you alluded to this a little bit, but I want to expand on it a bit more because I'm concerned about kids that may not be athletically inclined. Did other test groups see the same effect on the brain in things like playing music, getting involved in band or theater, that kind of thing?
So one of the beautiful things about ABCD is we intend to test all of those approaches. In my own work, I've published that music training actually improves cortical organization in regions of the brain associated with attention skills, emotional reactivity. So we're wildly interested in the impact of music. In fact, at our center, kids are prescribed violin lessons in the same way they're prescribed yoga and mindfulness. So I think it's reasonable to think anything that you do in the environment that's different might impact on your brain's structure and function, and then your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors, how happy you are.
Some people might say that kids who are more depressed and that have a smaller hippocampus are less likely to want to participate in team sports. I mean, how can you know that sports participation is the cause of the benefits you're talking about?
Well, this is one time, right? So one of the problems with cross-sectional research, meaning only one time point, it's very difficult to do causal assumptions. But it won't be hard when we follow these kids when they're 12, 14, 16, and 18 and correlate across things like anxiety, sadness, and depression. That said, in my Dutch twin studies, we actually showed when you were a younger kid, the vast majority of kids participated on some team sport or another. It wasn't until you were older when they started selecting whether you're good enough and cutting kids where we started to see massive drops in participation. And I think that's a shame. I think all kids should be on a sports team till they're 18. So like Hufflepuff and Slytherin, everybody should have a team. Keep your elite athletes, put them aside, let them be great at what they do, but everyone benefits from being on a team in some way or another. So have those kind of intramural opportunities that really could protect your brain as well as build your social contacts.
Jim Hudjack is the chief of child psychiatry at UVM's Medical School and one of the authors of a new study on the role of sports in the development of the adolescent brain. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's great to be here.